The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bea Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Shove that phone so deep inside you, you're gonna have to do Kegels to answer it. I've never done Kegels, but I've heard things.
Weird things.
We protect innocent people, and we've saved lives for years, and no one seems to notice us.
I'm pretty sure people notice us.
Now I'm going to upload this video so all your friends can see what you've been up to.
Holy shit. An agent at CMM sold a video, wants us to come for a meeting in Hollywood.
Wow.
There they are.
I love everything about you,
but I do want to enhance some things. Ready to see your new toys?
It's an opportunity to make a bigger difference than we can in Ohio. It's the moment we've been waiting for.
G'day everyone, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the co-production of the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi and find a random film and do an audio commentary for it. This is episode 33, and we are the number one Tubi-related podcast hosted by two Australians and a Canadian. I am your host, Bede, the terrible Aussie. And with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
You're always my number one whore, Bede. I mean, hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
Yes, I am a whore, Marcy. I am a whore for terrible movies on Tubi, but that's beside the point.
I mean, that's not a secret, let's be real.
Exactly. Yeah. But I've been pretty good, thanks. A bit tired today, but outside of that, I've been pretty good. I'm all vaxxed now at the time of this episode. Yes. So I'm double vaxxed and feel pretty good. Even though I have to like now officially change my name to Bede Windows 95, and I'm still waiting for my 5G signal to infect my brain. It's taking a little bit longer than I expected, but you know, that's 5G Wi-Fi for you.
Yeah, see, you know, I'm fully vaxxed too now. Anytime my brain needs to access something, it uses a dial-up modem. I've got to wait a little bit. And then if I'm using the phone, I can't connect to my internet brain phone. It's really stupid.
Indeed,
I don't know what Bill Gates was thinking with that.
Indeed. Like, damn you, Bill Gates. You're supposed to be, like, giving us the 5Gs, man.
Yeah, where's my 10Gs?
Exactly. Yeah, you know what? I want to double it up and go 20 Gs.
There yeah, seriously. I want all the Gs.
We want the Gs.
Yeah. As you can tell, we are in lockdown.
Exactly. But indeed. But unfortunately, though, our regular co-host, Batch, cannot be here today because Craven has kidnapped him. Because on the last episode, we talked about how, like, if we got 5 more subscribers, Craven and I would do we'll do a podcast together. But Batch decided that needs to be 5,000. So after that, Craven was very upset with Batch and decided to kidnap him. So unfortunately, we have to figure out a ransom for him. We might have to pay him in Spider-Man.
I'm not sure, but something's going to happen.
Indeed. But however, though, we have a very special guest who will be filling in on our podcast today. He may not be Canadian, but he is an American living in Australia. And he probably regrets that every single day since he's been here. But and he's a man who has been on one of our other shows, which was The King Zone. And this is his first time here on the To Be Tuesdays podcast. And that, of course, is Stephen Bolt. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you going?
Hey, Marcy.
Not too bad, thanks. What's been going on, Stephen?
Just a whole lot of stuff. Just a whole lot of stuff. We're all going insane. We're going insane here. My theater company, we're going mental. We're trying to get the show on based on some Edgar Allan Poe stuff. And we've only been able to rehearse on Zoom.
Yep.
Everybody's over it. So we're just getting together and bullshitting now instead of rehearsing. It's been great. It's been good. We are losing our minds. We really want to get back to, you know, normal. But we're doing a sitcom on Zoom now, which is just really just a way to stay sane, you know. And this, you know, again, I feel your pain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yes. Indeed.
It is. This is joys of living in the city that has had the most days in hard lockdown in the world.
Oh man. Yeah.
So yeah. Next time anyone complains about any kind of lockdown or restrictions, shut up.
Exactly.
You didn't do the hard time, okay?
Exactly.
This is like when you go to prison and this is your first night and you're crying and it's like, excuse me, I've been here for fucking 50 years. Shut up.
Yeah.
We're the hardened criminals.
Exactly, Marcy. You're basically like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank
Redemption. I was about to say I could be Red, you know.
But that's not fair because I'm Morgan Freeman, Marcy. There can only be one Morgan Freeman on this podcast, and it's definitely me. Because I fought the sisters, and I had to fight. Because nobody else was going to save Andy Dufresne other than me.
Does that make me Andy?
Yes.
I'm clearly Rita Hayworth.
I'm a new fish. Okay.
I have to save Andy from the sisters.
I'm just the poster that sits on the wall.
And Marcy's Rita Hayworth.
I'm Rita Hayworth.
But
fuzzy britches.
Exactly. But for this episode of the 2v Tuesdays podcast, since Batch isn't here this week, this technically would have been his pick for the episode. But he'll be back next week, so we'll be doing his pick then. So however though, since Stephen is our guest on this episode, we decided to let him pick the movie for this episode. And Stephen, tell us, why did you pick this film? And tell us what it is, of course.
Well, look, I was going over my Tubi list, you know, movies that I have tagged there to watch eventually. And there's a bunch of horror, like a bunch of straightforward horror that I thought could be fun. But then way at the bottom of that list, I spied Electra Woman and Dino Girl. And this is from 2016. It stars apparently two of the biggest YouTube that's a thing now.
Apparently.
YouTube star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grace Helbig and Hannah Hart. I don't know them, honest to God, but Electra Woman and Dino Girl was a TV series when I was a kid, from Sid and Marty Croft, 1976. I don't even know what to say about the Sid and Marty Croft shows. If you've seen H.R. Puffin stuff, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Things like this.
Oh boy, have we seen H.R. Puffin
stuff? Yeah, you know, so this was part of that. H.R. Puffin stuff, Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, Dr. Shrinker, all that sort of stuff. And this was their superhero show.
That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, okay. It's beautiful. I mean, really, it was really cool. I remember watching this one. It stars Deirdre Hall and Judy Strangis. You'd remember you and Marcy. You pulled this, Deirdre Hall.
Yes,
Marlena
from Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
totally.
My childhood was her being possessed by the devil for like.
I remember that
3
possession storyline. Oh, yeah, the possession storyline.
That was
Christ.
The best. In soap opera.
That was insane. That was so
that was
mental.
The
they were
best.
Like, you know, suddenly it becomes Dark Shadows all of a sudden. You know, it was great. Anyway, that was Electra Woman and Dino Girl 1976.
Wow.
Back in 2001, they tried to reboot it with Marky Post, the recently departed Marky Post, and Ann Steadman as Electra Woman and Dino Girl, and it never aired. It was an unaired pilot. It never went anywhere. And it would have been fantastic because it picked up, you know, all these years later, they were no longer superheroes and they were trying to get back into it.
Oh,
and that would have been fun. I think that's available on YouTube or whatever you can catch.
Doing my 2 minutes of research, I think I did see that.
But anyway, this new one, yeah, Electra Woman and Dyna Girl, man. I don't know what to tell you. I just thought, yeah, this is the one.
Let's do it.
This is the one. This one spoke to me.
So. We're all going in blind, so these usually end up being one of our best episodes because we have no idea what to expect.
Yep.
And of course, it just gives Marcy excuse to say things, the trademark quotes of hers.
I'm scared. I don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
And but, if there's any nerds, Bede will react accordingly.
Exactly. Fucking nerds. but before we get to starting the movie, we'll lay down the ground rules as we usually do for each episode. For all those out there who have never listened to our previous episodes of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, first of all, how dare you? but secondly, of course, what you need to do is go to Tubi and look up the film Electra Woman and Dyna Girl, which I believe is streaming on Tubi everywhere, so it's easy to find. And we're going to start the movie from the very start. And then, however, though, I'm going to count down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, based on even our previous episodes, if you don't have this movie streaming on Tubi or anywhere else, I'm pretty sure the episode on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, and of course, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So anytime an ad appears, we'll shout out ad, and then you can pause the film. And then once we say that the ad is over, then you can restart the film. But we'll also give timestamps as well, just to be safe as well. So let's get right to it. So Marcy and Steven, are you ready for some Electra Woman and Dyna Girl?
I'm so ready.
Yeah.
All right. I'll count us down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're playing.
It's Legendary Digital.
Legendary.
Who produced the Godzilla movies, recent Godzilla movies, well, I should say.
That is true. Music is playing. Breathing heavily. And I mean, I'm not supposed to read out the subtitles. What's going on?
No, read the subs.
You're not the narrator of this movie, Marcy.
Damn it. Oh, dude disappeared.
Hey.
He's got a beer or a Red Bull in his hand? What has he got?
Product placement already.
He just disintegrated the guy.
He just committed murder on screen.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, wait, it's a commercial.
Oh, it's an ad. Look what they did.
It's an ad within the movie on a Tubi.
Exactly.
Oh, they're already established as heroes.
Now, that's just their onesies.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, you all see, this is the world today. They're not superhero costumes, they're onesies.
They're just onesies. No one's an actual superhero.
Or an hoodie or something like that, I'm not sure. I don't know what the kids are wearing today.
Mm-hmm. Superhero costumes that look like onesies.
Oh, look, it's a Miley Cyrus knockoff.
Don't watch HR Puffin stuff!
Because they're very high.
No, that's just our speed. Don't give away the secrets of being stoned.
Exactly. Smoke.
But legit, they were watching HR Puffin stuff.
Well, they gotta have, like, as you're saying before, Stephen, this is a Marty and Sid Marty Croft,
nice nod to them there.
Exactly.
I'm just putting a little bit of volume so I can hear it, but not to overpower us talking because we're the best.
Who says you can touch my cookies? Put that cookie down now.
Hello, Arnold.
Okay, so she's allergic to peanuts. That's a plot point. That's coming back. That's Chekhov's peanut butter allergy. That'll come back in the third act.
She just called her a huge dick, so something tells me this is going to be the adult version of this kid's TV show.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, so superheroes exist, and they're like competition for each other.
This is a small section of The Boys, Marcy. This is like what's happening in one section of that universe.
What I was reading, this was meant to be 8-episode show, but they condensed it to this to a feature movie.
From what I was reading, it's just basically, I think it might have been a 8 short episodes, so then they just edited them together. So I'm assuming it's probably like maybe 8 10-minute episodes.
Yeah, it would have been webisodes. Yeah, exactly. It would have been webisodes. And it only runs for an hour 20, so it would have been super short. I think we're not going to have so much of a structure in this one, which you know, triggers my OCD, as you know.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
This reminds me of, did you guys ever see the unaired pilot for the Justice League series?
I've seen video reviews of it.
Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, just like these, you know, members of the Justice League, just like, it was like it was Friends.
Yes.
And they were just like lived in an apartment together or something. That's what this reminds me of. We just have these superheroes leading normal lives, which I love. And this is just their bitchy neighbor. This is their Kramer, apparently.
Yes. And they just hang around in their outfits all day.
Well, you don't know. I mean, you know, they could get a call at any moment. They've got to be ready.
That is
true. Gotta be at the ready.
You can't always get changed in a phone box because phone boxes
don't
exist
anymore. Exactly. And they don't exist anymore. Yeah. They don't exist anymore. So they must maintain a state of cat-like readiness at all times.
Mm-hmm.
They've been waiting for a call for about at least 2 weeks now. Nothing.
That's what it seems. That's what it seems. This chick's telling them, yeah.
So, sorry. No, you go.
I was going to say, like, what the fuck is behind her right now? What is that? Some weird piece of art that looks like a bunch of CDs, like, taped together.
That's 80s art, man. That's 80s art. That was all over the 80s, that shit.
Oh, God. I was going to say, so I'm guessing the powers relate to electrical and dynamite?
Dynamism, I believe. Oh, I'm not sure exactly. No, I don't know what I don't know what her
I heard Dinah, and I'm like, dynamite?
Yeah, she blows things up.
Yeah. Birds chirping. I mean, I wasn't doing that again.
Meanwhile, 2 months later, still nothing.
They can't even afford a better car. Like, what kind of superhero business is this?
Well, to be fair. You know, there probably isn't that much money in the superhero business. I mean, you get changed in your clothes, go out and save somebody, but who's going to pay you?
That's why you've got to be a multi-billionaire. Yeah. That's why you have to be Tony Stark or Bruce Wayne to get started.
Or just be run by an evil corporation like they are in The Boys, obviously.
Yeah. Well, see, this is what they say. It's like it's being a superhero is kind of relatable because sometimes you need two jobs to support yourself.
Well, so. I mean, Spider-Man suffered. We know that. I mean, Peter Parker.
But again, he was bankrolled by Tony Stark.
But in the old days, he couldn't even afford to, like, take, who was he dating back then?
Mary Jane.
Was it Mary Jane or Gwen Stacy?
No, you know what? I'm thinking of the cartoon, wasn't it, Betty? He liked Betty.
There was something with Betty.
In the 60s, yeah.
He couldn't, like, afford to take, I think in the comic we read that time it was Gwen?
Yeah.
And he was, like, freaking out, and then he stopped a jail heist or some shit, I don't know. But then she didn't care about going on a date. She just wanted to stay in.
Mm. Well, apparently these two are very popular in this convenience store. Because it's like, it's my favorite superheroes, the vendor said.
I was just thinking they were going to steal everything. But
Dinah Girl is schooling Electro Woman on how to be a superhero.
Oh, here we go. Because
look, these guys picked the worst time. They did not case this joint at all.
And their live streaming.
Were they sitting outside? Were they sitting outside, like fucking waiting for superheroes to come in? Because this is just bad timing.
And why is he recording it?
Because this is the YouTube generation, Marcy. They got to record everything they're doing, even robbing,
breaking, even breaking crimes, even committing crimes.
Oh, dude, what?
Videotape our crime spree is the greatest idea we ever had, guys. Oh.
What the?
Gotta put my drink up there.
What is that?
Oh, wait a second. What? Oh!
Oh, his arm fell off. Oh, Jesus Christ.
His arm fell off.
arm fell off.
Don't worry, that was his fake arm. His real one's tucked in his shirt there.
Ah, it's just a flesh wound.
He's at work.
Oh, punched in the face. Who needs superpowers?
Well, I can definitely see that the Banana Splits wasn't the first R-rated Marty and Sid Croft production that they did.
I love the Banana Splits movie, dude. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Because, but the Crofts were like, we need to like redo all of our stuff. Let's make it all R-rated and gory.
I like to think somebody was like, we can't afford Five Nights at Freddy's, but what if we just did the Banana Splits? And Sid and Marty are like, yep, whatever, do it, do it.
I like the, I disarmed him, the just lame lines that... like what B would write in a script.
Shut up.
No.
I like Dinah Girl just turned the phone to horizontal instead of vertical. Yes. Girl. She knows. She knows.
So where did that
add.
Oh, add.
Hey, add. Anyway, what were you saying, Bede?
I was going to say, like, basically, like, since he tore that dude's arm off, wouldn't she get, like, arrested too for grievously bodily harm or some shit? I don't know how the law works.
I think it's collateral damage.
Yeah, that's true.
You just like, yeah, look, I was apprehending him and he wouldn't give up the gun. It was on him.
Yeah, true.
She'll say the robber can now sue her because basically that could have been like, back to the movie.
Are we back?
Yes.
Are we sure that's the movie?
I think it is the movie.
I don't know. There's a gecko. What's happening with the...
Oh, I thought it was the movie. No, it's not.
It's Pet Barn.
Now we're back to the movie.
Now it's back to the movie. What's the stamp?
The time stamp is 8 minutes and 55 seconds.
Yes.
There we go.
So I can see now that was probably the first episode. This is probably episode 2 now of them in bed.
For some reason, they have single bunk beds instead of their own beds and bedrooms.
Because it's much more easier and affordable to get a double bed. I mean, a bunk bed.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, they probably can't afford a two-bedroom place.
Exactly. It's probably like a one-bedroom where everything's all in the one room, and it's only like 5x5 in terms of space.
So it's an apartment in Sydney.
Exactly.
So it's like $500 a week.
For like with a flat the size of a wardrobe.
Oh, so they're going viral on
YouTube. They're going viral. Yeah, people are watching the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see why they picked YouTube stars to star as these characters.
Well, they know what it's
all,
like.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a stretch for them to play these characters.
Oh, see, that's why they're poor.
Yeah. There it is. We didn't get it yet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They don't care
about
it. Do you
have, like, alter egos? They don't even have alter egos.
No, it feels like they don't. They just wear their costumes all the time. I'm surprised they're not sleeping in them.
It was a washing day. They had to put them in the wash.
True. You got to wash that at least once a week.
I mean, with the amount of blood that arm probably, like, shot out, like, they probably had blood all over their clothes. Got to put it in the wash. You promise we won't change? Yes, we are going to change. That's what's going to happen in this movie.
That's what happens. You're going to change. It's
You're going to completely change and then make up and then the end.
Exactly.
They're going to be friends till the end.
Oh, yeah. So you're calling a rift? You're going to be a rift in the partnership?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. The grid set up is like... We're going to be like friends forever. It's like, there's definitely going to be a rift at some point.
They're going to Hollywood, so you know.
Oh, there it is. Oh, this fucking guy.
Yes, they want to be like pimped out like the other superheroes so they can make money. Because look at their car.
Oh,
they can't afford their rent.
Car. Yeah.
No, that's a superhero car, and it's got the little symbol on the side.
If there's no Deirdre Hall cameo in this, I'm going to be very let down.
Yeah, that would be silly, wouldn't it, if they just left that out?
Yeah.
But she's got to be possessed.
It wouldn't be the same otherwise. What the hell was that dude wearing?
I don't know. He was just wearing all white with black shoes.
They were really tight pants.
He was like walking like he was wearing tight pants.
Creative Mast Management. So it's like the talent agency of the superheroes.
That's what they want you to think, but it's really a porno shop.
Hey, look, it's a pyro guy.
Oh, it's... No, this guy doesn't seem like a good guy.
That guy, dude looks like it.
I was going to say, looks like he loves himself too much.
He probably is. That's his name, is Love Yourself, Love Myself Guy.
Love Myself Guy. Who's the pyro guy?
You go back to him and he's got a little leprechaun on his shoulder. He told me to burn things.
See, that would be cool.
I've already suppressed like four Simpsons references. I didn't know that was allowed, so I'm just gonna.
Simpsons references are very much allowed on this show.
As they come up.
Yeah. That's all we do.
If it comes up, you just gotta go for it.
Yep. I don't think he cares if he mixed you up. Oh look, he's got a big picture of himself.
Picture of himself right across from his desk.
Yeah.
Because he likes to look at himself every day.
Wow.
He's not a weird asshole, is he?
Marcy, this is reminding me way too much of the Neon Demon right now. I'm freaking out.
Yeah. We'll see how this one concludes, shall we?
Exactly.
Major Vaunt.
Oh, he's the guy behind Energy Drink Guy.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was Captain Energy Drink.
I mean, B, to be fair.
To be fair.
Thank you. If you were a superhero, wouldn't you be like Red Bull guy?
No, I don't want to be a total product placement. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
He's just ripping off Timothy Dalton right there.
He doesn't want to change a thing, not a single thing, but I bet you.
He's
going to
change everything.
There it is. He wants to make some changes. Yeah.
Now, how about putting your hair to the other side instead? How about wearing blue instead of yellow?
Oh, my God.
That was a great line. No, she's still alive. Amazing. She's just dead to me.
She's dead to me.
Wow.
I'm going to use that.
I
was going to say the same. That's brilliant.
I'm stealing that line. Oh, no, their parents are alive.
Not, oh, no, they're not orphans. How's that work?
They can't join Dragon Sound and
exactly
be in Miami Connection.
This is a tragedy. They can't join Dragon Sound now.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the day when I can join.
Wait a minute. Are they siblings or are they just friends?
We don't know. I think they're just friends.
I don't know. They say that their parents are dead. So I'm assuming that they're sisters?
No, I think he just means like your individual parents.
Oh, okay. So they're both orphans who've lost both their parents.
No. The opposite. Exactly the opposite.
Oh, okay.
They're neither orphans. Yeah,
yeah. They're not orphans.
All four parents are still in the picture. But
oh, okay. But I see it. Yeah. So if you say your parents are dead and you're orphans, that sort of adds to your backstory.
Yes. Yes, you kind of have a shitty, superhero origin or backstory.
These two are much closer in age than the original Electro Woman and Dinah Girl. Dinah Girl could well have been Electro Woman's daughter in the original, I'll tell you that.
Oh. I kind of want to watch this show now.
Yeah, that clip you sent me earlier, Marcy, was hilarious. And that was just the opening.
And it was 49 seconds of amazing. Oh, and Steve's we back. Lost Steve, but hopefully he'll be back.
Yes,
and his internet might have dropped out. But what we'll do is we'll pause the movie here.
And go.
Oh, good. We sorted it out, guys. We edited out the podcast to make it work for us.
Yes.
Okay.
And Steve is back.
Yes. And we can all see the movie, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Or at least according to Bede.
Yes.
Awesome. Hopefully Steven didn't cut out too much. Oh, he's there somewhere.
So in the world of this movie, there's a character called Murph Man.
Murph Man?
Yeah.
Murph Man.
What is a Murph?
Mirth? M-I-R-T-H?
Yeah.
Mirth, merriment.
Ah.
Happiness.
You can't be happy if you're a superhero. That's just not allowed.
No, that's exactly what they were saying. That you need to come from, like, you know, a terrible background and just have real deep, dark secrets and whatnot.
Exactly.
That's where it all comes from, apparently.
Yes. And this dude looks like Justin Long.
He's a home brand, Justin Long.
Oh, wait a minute! He's a fucking nerd!
He's a nerd!
Oh, of course he is.
That fucking nerd. Nerd! I can't wait to wedgie him later.
Oh, so he's the Q of the piece.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
Okay.
So do they actually have powers?
I don't know. We haven't seen any powers because what they did to that guy before with his arm, it was like a little grappling gun type.
Yeah. But she had to have some super strength to pull his arm out of his socket like that.
Mm.
You're just sure.
I mean, that wasn't even out of the socket. That didn't even disconnect from a joint.
No, that just ripped off. So they get the new pimped up outfits because they're not changing them at all.
Because they're much more slicker and sexier. So if this was like a web TV series, where would it have aired? Maybe YouTube, I suppose?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It would have been a YouTube thing.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know if any trivia says where it was meant to be.
All right, let me have a look-see. Doop-doo.
Oh.
Doesn't really say.
Oh.
Okay, maybe if I go into release sections.
Official site.
Unless it was on a website.
Well, as we have sort of stated before, this was originally meant to be a web series that they edited into a movie, so maybe they created it, shopped it around somewhere, nobody was interested, so they just ended up just editing it together as a movie.
Mm. That is possible.
That's only an assumption, so I don't know if that's 100% accurate or not, so.
Did they just reference Kazam?
Yeah. Ew.
Wow.
Whoa.
We don't talk about that movie.
No one talks about that movie.
I like how, like, the symbols on their clothes are, like, look like they're just taped on are just made out of cardboard and just taped on
there. Pretty much it. Dino Girl designed the costumes, so that's what you got. That's what you got. Like in the Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie, Sue Storm sewed all their costumes together for them. So that's why they looked so shoddy. Not the fact that it was a Roger Corman film.
And not the fact that they never meant for anyone to see it. But we did.
And we're forever grateful for it.
You know, they didn't tell the actors and shit about that. They didn't tell them. Isn't that bullshit?
It's insane.
They all thought they were making this great film. They all thought they were going to be in this movie. And yeah. Nah.
The documentary about it is really good.
That's fantastic, isn't it? It's really good.
And it somehow is still the best Fantastic Four movie.
Yes. I don't know. How's that a thing? How is that possible?
We'll see what comes next with the Fantastic Four.
Exactly.
So did they turn down the offer?
Well, it seems like they should. I was doing research. I don't know. I must admit. I was looking up the origins of the story.
Yeah. I mean, usually
but they've got to refuse the call, you know what I mean? Yeah. They got the call to adventure, they got to refuse it, but it just seems like this is...
Yeah, and now they're like, all their shit's not going to work, so they have to go with them. I'm guessing.
We don't
know. They're with him.
Oh, no, they're there.
Check it out. They're with Dan.
They got the
I took it. They took the...
Good. Okay. All right, let's see what their first mission is. Ooh.
This guy always plays a tool. Andy Buckley has never played anything but a tool.
Maybe it's just because that's all he can do is just be a tool.
He's got one speed. Mm. He's like, you know, he's like the jack in your car. It's one job, but when you need it, it's there for you.
Mm.
Typecast for the rest of his life.
Mm. So they go to the superhero, I mean, the whatever, in a car.
Yes. Oh, they're wearing their new outfits.
Oh, yes. Boom.
Very corporate outfits. No one saw that.
No one, no.
Okay. Oh, they're warming up. Okay, cool.
Okay, yeah.
Why do I get the feeling there's not really going to be much superhero work in this movie?
Oh, no, they're just going to an interview.
Yeah, it's just...
They can't afford action scenes in this movie, so they have to, like, do, like, PR
maybe,
work.
Yeah. Very possible.
Oh, hear that? Basically, it's like Electro Girl and her sidekick, Dino Girl.
Oh.
Oh, the seeds of the rift are starting.
Mm-hmm. This is just like Josie and the Pussycats.
Great movie. I was so hoping for a sequel. I was so hoping for Josie and the Pussycats in Outer Space, and it never fucking happened. I was so let down.
It really didn't. And that was awesome, that movie.
That was a great movie.
I saw that at the movies.
Mm.
No, but you're wrong.
I won't hear it, Big. No.
You're just wrong. That's all there is to it.
Am I, though? Yes. Or am I just ahead of the curve?
No, you're terrible. We know you're terrible.
Yes.
What the fuck is up with these?
What is that?
These masks look a little racist.
Slightly.
Oh, man. That's Charlie Brown with a Fu Manchu mustache.
It's like Charlie Chad or Fu Manchu.
Not okay, people. Not okay.
But they're bad guys, so, you know, they're going to get punished for it. So that's for wearing culturally inappropriate masks.
Yeah. Zap!
Oh, I love this. No, this is beautiful. This is the way to do this with no budget. Just throw some guys. That's great.
Just have the reflections there. Oh, they...
And just not even show the actual action sequence.
No, that's actually quite clever. That's cool.
Well, our work here is done. But you didn't do anything.
Didn't I?
Did we?
Didn't we?
I feel like those aren't masks. They're really their faces, and it's creeping me out. I don't like it. I'm scared.
That's wearing a racist mask, you asshole.
I'm scared. Make it stop.
Whee!
This is disturbing.
Gotta throw in some action set piece and kung fu.
Bede, when are you going to dress her in those outfits?
Which ones?
The creepy mask baby things.
Oh, that's only just one more subscriber.
I'll be waiting.
Exactly.
No, don't, robot.
No, what are you doing? You don't do a victory dance.
No, God, no. Now you're...
Nope.
Wow. And then the next day on, like, Twitter, it's like, look at these loser superheroes doing the robot.
Yeah, this is going to do it. This is it.
Yep. This is going to be bad for their PR.
You got to be serious. You got to be brooding. You can't go around dancing the robot. That's Batman's job.
Oh, this guy...
Look at the size of that wrist phone.
The wrist phone?
That screen is huge. That's like almost
it's like wearing my iPhone on my hand.
That's like wearing an iPad on your hand. That's how big it is.
They didn't know. They didn't know. It's like Professor Frink saying, you know, someday this computers will be three times this size.
They're going to be so advanced. Gliven.
All right.
Let's get to
ad. Fucking ad.
It's eBay.
And you know what? This is what pisses me off. They're not even... 26. Like, a scene just started and they cut away.
Yeah. 26:22, by the way. eBay ad. Sorry.
And HelloFresh. We haven't had a HelloFresh ad in a while this show.
We haven't. We have not.
All the fresh ingredients.
We were watching some one night with my film group, and my friend Saxon kept getting vibrator ads.
Wow.
I've never had an inappropriate Tubi ad. Oh, we got...
I don't know that it was inappropriate. I'm just saying it was vibrator.
We're back.
26, and... 25, guys. There we go. We're at some superhero party.
With all these other superheroes.
And some of them are in costume, some of them aren't, because I don't think they're all superheroes.
This is actually a Halloween party.
Oh, okay. No, don't say those things, because I don't think that's true. See, why don't we get superhero movies that are like this, where it's like all the weird behind-the-scenes shit?
I love that stuff. I absolutely do. The mundane lives of famous people is what really interests me. Like, I love that stuff.
Because this is weirdly entertaining right now. And I really want to punch him in the face, that dude.
Why do I get the feeling he's actually really the bad guy of this? No, actually, he already is the bad guy because he's a Hollywood agent.
Well, we haven't met... the villain yet, have we? There's like no villain really. You're right, it's gotta be him. Oh, it'll be this fucking guy, won't it?
Whoever seems like they should be having the neon sign that says villain will be the villain.
I don't know. I think that's a red herring. I think Maybe. It goes the other way. Yeah, no, totally.
Oh, a new girl in town and her sidekick. Bum,
bum. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, this guy's just a tool, actually. I don't know that...
He's just a dick.
Who's that?
She doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, look what they're doing. They're like lions in a cage. They're just stalking each other.
I want to know what all these other superheroes at this party do.
I want to know what's up with the guy with the eye patch back there.
Yeah, I know. He's a bit tubby to be a superhero. Not to say that tubby people can't be superheroes, so I just want to know what he does
that
as a superhero.
Is weightest and sizest, and I won't hear it.
I only say it out of love. Because I'm curious. Speaking of which.
Hi.
I don't know what he does.
Hi, I'm Balding Man.
The Winged Wingman.
He's a wingman, B. That might be the most relatable character for you, B.
That's great.
He looks way too much like me. I'm freaking out. I'm not liking this movie anymore.
I think you need to wear that outfit.
Okay, that's at least another two subscribers.
I mean, it basically...
Oh, there it is, the sidekick thing. Yeah. The sidekick wound is coming back.
That looks like a hockey jersey or whatever.
It actually does.
It does, right? Yeah, I think they get them in pairs and then split them apart. And then the sidekick becomes a villain. I don't know, I'm making shit up out of my ass.
So are we going to insinuate that Dinah Girl may be the villain of this movie?
Maybe.
I mean, we've already seen some dude's arm get ripped off. I think anything's possible.
Maybe Electra Woman becomes evil and needs to be stopped. Hey, he had a split in the middle of his pants.
Oh, of course he did. Of course he did.
And that's what I looked at.
I'm just going to sit over here by myself. No one talking to me.
I'm sorry, this is what happens when we go to parties.
That's me. Yes. That's totally me.
Super digest.
Oh.
That's mean.
Life is super.
Oh, Jesus.
They really go in onto this trying to super angle.
Oh my God, she's homeless? Right.
It's a super homeless man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He has the power to make sure you give him give him some change. You will give me some more change. Oh.
Okay.
So she's been phased out by this point.
This is our villain here.
Mm-hmm.
A bit late in the game, but
mm-hmm.
All right.
It's my change now, bitch. Hey, that's
was
my
his only no. freaking. No.
Oh, that's truly evil. See, there you go. Now, that would have been the end of an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Oh.
What is he doing?
That's not attractive.
Yeah, what is he doing?
His tie is, like, in his shirt.
Yeah, so it doesn't flop him in the face.
That is true.
He gets enough of that at home.
Ew.
He just needs a tie pin. That's all. Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Just I actually like this guy because he hung up at that fucking nerd.
Oh, look, it's an adventure.
Kind of girl's hooking up with the nerd, man. I'm telling you.
It's like a superhero con.
Hey, remember going to conventions and being around people?
Oh, gee. Oh, it's like, dude, don't take photos, zap.
Perennial man. Wow.
I like how he's all surrounded by pot plants.
Mm.
He doesn't say people, he saves pot plants from drying out, so he gives them.
Yeah,
water.
When you fuck up at home and your house plant or pot plant's dying, he comes in and saves it.
I'll give you some water.
Yeah, there it is. Not sure if plant needed. Oh man. We need him around here. We definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
We just started buying plastic plants because.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like this is like the Dahmer house for plants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait a minute! The pot plants are talking to him.
Oh well, see.
Oh, hey.
That's why we need this guy so the happening doesn't happen.
You're not my friend, buddy.
What?
Oh, he's drawn himself in this corner there.
The wingman.
Man.
God. So yeah, they have them in pairs with just the one person who probably does everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Why are you even his sidekick?
This pretty much represents me and Bede right now.
Is this what it's like? Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yep, Bede is the winged wingman.
Exactly. And Marcy is Major Vault. Or Marcy Vault in this case.
Or we just call me Major Arsehole.
Yes. Accurate. Another thing, like the celebrities are always late for their sightings. Sorry I'm a little late. Dude, you've been late for 2 hours.
So everyone's there to meet them? I'm guessing?
That's just a whole superhero convention.
Mm. Yes.
Everybody's there. Mm.
But in reality, this was probably shot in the corner of a room. Is that the stench of failure?
Oh.
I'm sorry I say that to you all the time, Bede, but it's not my fault.
Yes, it is.
Oh, she's not going to sign any autographs. I feel sorry for her.
It's just going to... You go from the... Okay, there you go. Mm. I was going to say, man, you got to start with the sidekick.
Mm.
Otherwise, they just get left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Oh, now they're being mean to each other. Meow.
And she's just standing there. It's like, can I just get my autograph and leave?
Oh, man. It's like, I don't want to be here for this.
Mm-hmm. This is making me awkward.
Okay.
This is really awkward.
P.S. I hate your stinking guts. You make me vomit. You're the scum between my toes. Love, Dida Girl.
And you have a butt that won't quit.
Exactly. I don't think there'd be enough space on that picture now for the autograph, because they've been going at it for 10 minutes writing on that thing.
Yeah, she's run out of room.
And, she, and this girl's probably all like, you know, I was going to just sell this on eBay, you know, right?
Oh, my God. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed off, too.
Yeah, she was writing real tiny there at the end, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Take mushrooms. They're good for you. And get high.
Yeah,
Marcy can relate. Yeah, I was going to say, you can relate.
I kind of wish I was on some psychedelics right now. People be good. Ew, that's disgusting.
Yeah, seeing close-up shots of food going into dips is just gross.
Look, I've changed my mind. I no longer hope Deirdre Hall makes an appearance in this film.
That scene just ruined this whole movie now. That's disgusting.
Why do I get the feeling that Major Vault drinks at least like 20 cans of that energy drink a day?
Do you know what?
It's in his contract.
You know what the winged man is?
What's that?
He's the Duff. Designated ugly fat friend.
Totally is.
Well, who's the Duff? Who's the Duff between Electra Girl and Dinah Girl?
Electra Woman and Dinah Girl. It's always the sidekick. It's always the sidekick.
She's making it Dinah Girl to be the Duff.
Yeah.
That's why you're the Duff, Beat. I'm sorry.
No. No fair.
I appear more attractive next to you.
No.
I'm kidding. This is not at all true.
Don't worry. We're only kidding, people. Oh, well, Marcy thinks they're kidding. I'm emotionally scarred at the moment.
Yeah, no. I mean, seriously, I have to talk to his mother about all the therapy he needs.
It's exactly. Ridiculous. Exactly. I'm going to be in therapy till I'm at least 80 now.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's still going to, like, be the same.
Could you hear my heartbeat beating out of my chest really loud? That's because I'm drinking my 10th one of these today.
I'm sorry, we're going to end up like Sophia and Dorothy on the Golden Girls.
Yes. He probably says that to everyone.
Yeah, like, we've had one clue or one view of a possible villain, and that's it.
Mm.
Movie, I want some more. Like, I'm hating you right now, but you got to give me something.
Yeah, well, they're distracting us with the animosity between these two, but there's no real, yeah.
Yeah, we need more of, like, the bad guy threat build-up.
Yeah, well, the bad guy, whose face we didn't see, it has to be someone that we've met so far. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, I assume it has to be, because why else not show his face?
Hmm.
There we go. Chaos in West Hollywood. Oh, wait, it's just a normal day in West
Hollywood. First supervillain sighting. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, what is that guy's deal?
I just want to know what his powers are.
Does he look like... He looks like Porkins from Star Wars.
His superpower is basically making Star Wars references.
Bede, what would your superhero name be and what would your power be?
Well, this would be the terrible Australian. I see, that's why... That is my superpower.
Yeah, true. That's very true. Make way for the terrible Aussie. Da 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 da.
And Marcy would just be Super Marcy.
Yeah. No, it's already, you know, made name. And my superpower is obviously just being the boss.
So I'm assuming, though, Major Vault's the only one of these superheroes who actually has superpowers. Everyone else doesn't. That's why
I have no idea.
Yeah, because, like, this is, like, because they're just all disgusted. Like, we should go on and help. And it's like, oh, don't think so. We don't have powers, so.
Well, that guy zapped a phone before, you know? I mean, surely that can be of some use. And this guy can talk to plants. I mean, he can whatever poison ivy can do, he can do. Yeah, so I don't know. But it feels to me like they don't want it.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, powers.
We like to do, like, small little crimes, not super villain crimes.
And why does it look like the plant guy was wearing a nappy?
He probably was.
Or a
Let's not tug at that thread. We don't want to.
Look,
he is wearing it.
He's wearing classic superhero gear, underwear on the outside.
This is very unappealing, that's all.
See, this is why you can't get away with on these on the outside of your costume anymore because it looks ridiculous now.
Because they changed it. They made it all different. And they gave, you know, they took it away from Superman. Now nobody mm-hmm. wants to do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This guy, look at this, you know?
Yeah.
Why do I get the feeling he's just going to, the villain's going to just kill him right now?
He's going to be evaporated. Exactly. Yeah. I'm seeing it too. Yeah. Yeah.
So she's Empress of Evil. So it's okay. She can control things with her mind, maybe. Mm. She just Ooh. Killed him.
Oh!
Oh!
Yep. Whoa! All right.
She Mortal Kombat that shit.
Oh, he dead.
Yep.
Oh.
As we predicted, he's dead.
Damn, who are those energy drink... What's that energy drink company going to use as a sponsor now?
Yeah, this is not good for them.
No, they need real powers now. That's totally Bead.
He's just got a little hole in him. It's okay. It's okay. He's still good.
He's still good. He's still good. He's just a little dead.
Oh, Ad.
Ad, HelloFresh. We are at 41:58. Now, the last couple of weeks, we haven't had that many ads. Today, it's making up for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
See, if this movie was a VHS rip, then we wouldn't have any ads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's at least they're shorter ads than normal. It's an ad for Pokemon cards. There you go. And Pokemon, we are back at 41:58. There we go, guys. Too easy. Hello, whatever his
Wallace
name is.
Wallace Reed.
This dude looks like he's a skeleton with fake skin on him.
Jesus Christ, you're not wrong.
Isn't everybody a skeleton with skin on them?
Well, I mean, he's like, he was already dead, a skeleton, and he's putting on a
and they just costume. Skin without muscle.
Yes.
I get you.
Okay, yes.
I'm with you. Okay, no, I'm, yeah.
He looks like what I would look like if I had too much plastic surgery and my face melted.
Exactly.
Holy cannelloni!
Holy cannoli! Holy cannoli! Whose catchphrase was that?
Holy cannoli. Do you get any more stereotypical there?
He's from New York. He'd be like, I'm holy cannoli. What are you talking about?
Holy cannoli.
What are you talking about? I'm from New York.
Jesus. I'm so stereotypical. I can't do accents. Fuck off. I'm telling myself to fuck off, by the way.
That happens to me at least 10 times a day. Fuck off, Bede. All right.
I tell myself to fuck off more than I tell anyone to fuck off.
Holy cannoli.
Holy cannoli! Get out of here!
Get out of here! You gotta get out of here with that! I'm a superhero! What are you talking about? I'm gonna go get a hot dog and go to the Mets game! What are you talking about?
Jesus Christ. And he makes me snort. Again. Jesus Christ.
Why is he wearing a dildo around his neck?
That's
a cannoli.
It looks like a cannoli, but it doesn't look like a cannoli.
It represents how small this penis actually is.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why he had like all the fake muscles he's compensating. Cause he's holy cannoli. That might be my.
I just found out holy cannoli is a Ben and Jerry's flavor. Now I'm.
Oh.
Ah.
What's
that? Ben and Jerry's rabbit hole now.
Oh, what's the. What like flavoring is it meant to be? Like what?
Creamy ricotta and pistachio ice cream with chocolate covered cannolis and roasted pistachios.
Give me that now.
Right? We got like four flavors here in fucking Australia. We can't even get Cherry Garcia here. It just kills me.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of stuff. We really don't. I say this every time. Our, like, cereal lineup in Australia sucks. Oh, wait.
This guy should have been Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
If this movie had a bigger budget, it would have been Alan
Tudyk. It would have been. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Instead, we get home brand Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, exactly. He's a Balan Tudyk. He's low budget equivalent.
Oh dear lord. So he storyboarded a movie or their whatever.
It's a commercial that they're sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is very much like The Boys.
He's a sexually harassed that woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That's a lawsuit.
Oh, okay, so of course now this creates a vacuum in the energy power drink world, and mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, now that they have to take over as the spokespeople. Mm.
This is it. This is the moment, and it's midpoint too in the movie. So yes. This is what it's all been leading up to.
Yep, it's all about that fucking energy drink.
Wow.
We know that the villain is the guy that runs the energy drink company because they didn't like what that other dude was doing because he was shit.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know.
Major Vault is too passe now. Let's get these two instead.
Yeah, they're like, what a wanker. He's not good for our brand.
Exactly.
I mean, look, if you were a company and you had endorsement deals, what superhero would you rather represent your brand?
Like the hot up-and-coming superheroes or the guy who's, like, been around for ages and is kind of getting bored and stale now?
Use real world, like, actual fictional superheroes.
Mm.
Like, who would you want to be that spokesperson?
Ooh. Well, it's got to be The Flash because it would make sense for The Flash to drink an energy drink.
There you go.
Or if it's Marvel, like Quicksilver. There you go.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what universe you're in, doesn't it?
Mm.
Exactly.
But would they be a reliable spokesperson?
Hmm. That is a good point.
Mm. Because, I mean, if they fuck up your brand and you start losing money, you got to plot to kill them, so...
Exactly.
Mm. And he's hard to catch.
This is our breaking up scene.
Oh, see?
It's a big fight scene.
This is the only fight scene in the movie. It's a literal fight scene.
But is it just me, or is it, like, hard to believe in this film, at least, that Electric Girl is getting all the attention because Diner Girl was the more interesting of the two?
Hmm. That's a good point. I mean, Electro Woman, I guess by Hollywood standards, if you put the two of them together, would be the quote-unquote hot one of the two. Because she got as
I don't even think it's that. I think she was just leaning into it more. Dinah Girl at the parties, you know, she was sitting on the couch. She just wasn't into it. She wasn't networking. She's not about that. So, of course... You know, this one just rises to the top because she's there. She's showing up all the time.
But she's a lot less interesting.
Because no undercut?
Mm. The undercut sells it. I was thinking of doing my hair like that, but I don't know how I can do that in lockdown, so.
Just do it. Mm.
Okay, so I'm looking up, like, the series was released by Full Screen through its own streaming platform in 8 11-minute web episodes.
Oh, okay.
So that's where it was streaming at.
Okay.
And then they edited it into this version.
Yes.
I wonder if... Did you guys see the new Twin Peaks?
I haven't.
Like, it was filmed in... It was one script, one single 400-page script, filmed beginning to end like that, and then edited into, what did we get, 18 parts or something like that. And I'm wondering about this. I'm wondering if this was written as a feature and then broken down.
Because it feels more like a feature in the story arc.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm feeling. Like, certain, like when they put webisodes together, did you guys see the latest Phantasm? Phantasm 5.
No, I haven't watched it yet, no.
That was webisodes. And put together as a movie, completely incoherent. Now, whether that's because it was webisodes edited together into a movie or because it's a Phantasm movie, I can't say.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 50-50, because Phantasm doesn't really... Phantasm movies aren't known for you know, coherence, which is not why you're there in the first place. But yeah, webisodes put together don't often, Battlestar Galactica did one like that too, and it just doesn't, I don't know, they don't quite come together, but this feels a lot more coherent to me as a story.
It does.
Not that we're following it, by the way. You know what I mean?
we're getting the basics of it.
We're getting the gist of the story.
This is how I judge a movie we do on this podcast if I haven't seen it. If I want to watch it after we've finished recording the podcast, then that's, you know, that's something.
That's fantastic.
When we watch Shrieker, no, I never want to see that again. That was terrible. But then we watched Night Killer, and I had to watch that over and over again.
Indeed. She should beat up this nerd.
Oh, Bede. Just go beat him up, all right?
I'm just going to give him a wedgie and dunk his head in the toilet later.
You go do that, Bede.
I will. Look at this 2010s
nerd.
So he can't be an 80s, though, because he does have the glasses and bow tie and all that type of stuff. And suspenders. You can try to make yourself look cool because you'll always be a nerd.
Well, he's wearing a cardigan.
Yeah, that is true. It's a very thin cardigan.
That was the style at the time.
Indeed. His line readings are weird. I don't know whether
facial expressions.
I don't know if he's bored or just tired. I'm not sure. And he's like looking at the camera right now. It's freaking me out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he should be looking past. Don't look right at us. Don't look down the barrel, man.
Yeah. Was he like hypnotized or what the fuck?
I don't know.
Who was he talking about? We miss you. Oh. Wait, people actually cared about him?
No. Oh my god.
With the chalk line, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
They even put a little hole in the middle of the chalk
line. They did.
Love that. Oh, this one.
Oh, there's Bede.
I love his shirt.
Look at his hat. That's a leprechaun hat.
That's a leprechaun hat.
Hoity-toity-toity. Where's me lucky charms?
Oh, how sad.
So now that he Major Vault is dead, Wingman can finally take center stage now.
Oh, he won't. He's too awkward.
No.
No, he's no Nightwing. No. This, no,
See, he was meant to be a loner. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, nobody does like you.
He likes me.
I feel sad for him.
It's kind of like how no one's gay for Mole Man.
Exactly.
Look at her on the poster.
Oh, she's even... You know what? Yeah, but every time they show her in the background of a picture, she's always got like, she's always got that face. Like, is it any wonder?
I'm pretty sure, like you would like look at the photos first and then approve them.
Yeah, I know. There was no approval process there at all.
Exactly.
What the?
Oh no! She got kidnapped by the Empress of Evil.
Wee. Well, that was easy.
They're going out of their way to really not show the Empress's face, so it's definitely someone we've met.
It was their housemate from earlier.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
That's the only other female we've really seen in this film.
Yeah, and we haven't really seen. Yeah, and we haven't seen her since. So
I
don't know. Was she the girl from Ohio? I'm following your logic, but I'm just not sure that's going to be the case. I think it's going to be one of those where they hadn't yet cast the person. And they want someone, they need, you know, it's like, well, okay, we'll just get somebody in. We need to, you know, I don't know that it's going to be someone we know.
I guess all will be revealed in due course. What the fuck? Yeah, you tell him.
I'm a superhero. Yeah. I'm a super lame-o.
Damn straight.
You tell him. Hit him!
Of course he's angry. He had kale for lunch.
Yeah, wouldn't you be pissed if you had to eat kale?
Exactly.
Fuck that.
You're done, Electra woman! I'll see you on Monday.
Wow.
That dude had way too much... He had way too much cocaine.
This we don't need either.
No.
Close the door, dude! What the fuck?
The doors are not... with a door like that, why do you need to shut it?
Yeah, it's got, like, gaps in between. I'm like, ew, no! This place does not approve of privacy. This probably gets him off or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I want people to look at me as I'm doing a number two.
Ew. And we're seeing some guy at the urinal? What is this?
Class. Total class.
Is this what men's bathrooms are like?
Yes. You figured it out, Marcy. That's what all men's bathrooms are like. Mm. Oh, La Scala. That's the street I used to live on.
It was too. Yeah, I just don't think I like using public bathrooms. Because if you're having the door open, no. Go away. Oh, he's getting angry.
You can't yell at me, Electra Woman. You won't like me when I'm angry. I'm a Hollywood agent. I'll ruin your career. You'll star in Hallmark movies.
And Christmas ones.
Exactly. And you may have to work on a movie with Christy Swanson.
No!
And Kevin Sorbo. I will ruin you. I can't get up there because I threw my phone away.
Again. eBay. We're at 57.40.
You can tell we're like watching the Australian Tubi because they play the same free ads each time.
I know, but our ads are significantly shorter when we're on Aussie Tubi.
That is true, yeah.
Although last week we had none, or very rarely.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is weird. Today, no, not so much.
Hello, Farage.
And we're back, 57.41.
Oh, man.
There we go. All right, she's tied up very shittily.
She could get out of those easily.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, again, as we've established, she has to have some sort of super strength. Oh, there you go.
It's the Fred.
There you go. You're absolutely right. She followed her from Ohio.
She only became a supervillain because it was like, you left me behind here in Ohio?
Yeah, exactly. No one wants to stay there. I mean, I don't know. I've never been there.
Nobody likes Ohio, mostly. I think everyone knows that. That's what everyone tells me, at least from my American friends.
You know what? I am the worst. I feel terrible about this. I'm embarrassed. For myself, I'm embarrassed for you guys for not seeing this in me. I already called the peanut butter allergy coming back.
Yes.
There was no way it wasn't going to be that chick. Because they're going to defeat her with fucking peanut butter.
I forgot all about that.
Oh my God. I'm hanging it up.
Marcy, if that is the case, would you say like them defeating their friend would be the peanut butter solution?
It is, in fact, the peanut butter solution. It is, in fact.
Marcy's face right now dropping.
That's beautiful. That is a beautiful fucking movie.
It really is. It is a movie where Connie Conrad wants pubes.
Oh, Marcy, we haven't figured out. Is that could be our, like,
well, that links the Tubi Tuesdays with the peanut butter.
But how do we link this back to Intruder?
She got it at the supermarket.
That is true.
Yeah.
Or
that's thin.
I'm going to assume that this girl, the villain, is the daughter of the serial killer from Intruder.
Yeah, that could work too. So, does she have magic powers or superhero powers or something?
Oh, well, sure. I'm assuming, yes.
Well, she can fly, at the very least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I took some cocaine, now I have superpowers. It was super cocaine.
She should have learnt the lesson when, you know, we saw what happens when you're high on cocaine and you think you're going to do something good. She could have just watched Maximum Overdrive.
Exactly.
I mean, it's fun as shit, but it's not a good movie.
That wrist phone ends up being bigger than it was before.
And it can call Ubers.
Yes.
And you need Ubers to be a superhero.
Exactly, because they have the superpowers. Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this in the show, did they have powers?
I don't remember. I gotta be honest with you. It was I was six,
mm-hmm.
But I don't recall them having superpowers. No.
Okay, might have to watch this investigate. Old show. Yeah. Oh my god. Didn't you check the number plates on the car?
She clearly didn't check the number plates.
It's the weirdest thing when that happens. Someone gets into your Uber and it's like, no.
See, that wristwatch could easily fall off her arm. There's a lot of space in it.
You're obsessed with that thing.
Because it's huge. Look at it.
I'm going to buy you one.
It's not practical.
I'm going to buy it for you. Neither is having her held together by phone wires.
See, she could get out of that easily if she wanted to.
You know, like 80s phone wires. This chick is the worst actress.
Oh, I think she just insinuated she killed her own foster parents.
Yep.
That tracks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
Like the thing under at Hope, it may be a little too late for that now.
Freaky deaky deaky.
See, if this was like, yeah, I think this movie kind of shows, like, if you're a superhero of our powers and you don't have a car, it's going to take at least an hour to get from one side of the city to the other to save your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Electra Woman is a racist because she thinks all Asian people are Uber drivers.
Well, to be fair, she's trying to find the specific car.
Yeah. Well, that is true. Like, you ask the car to come pick you up at one spot and you have to walk at least another 2 kilometers to get to where they are.
I mean, isn't this, like, always the way when you order an Uber?
Indeed. And then you realize it's only across the road.
And takes... Oh my god, it's like your old phone. It's tiny.
It's a tiny... Well, to be fair, that little phone was the style at the time.
Oh my god, just hurry up!
Yes, I feel like this movie's just deliberately wasting our time right now.
Yes.
This was the filler episode of the...
This is the Uber episode. Like, for 11 minutes, she's trying to get an Uber. Mm-hmm. This is the product placement.
Yes. Oh, dear Lord, he's Uber man. Kill me now. I mean, if this podcast were a superhero, it would clearly be, you know...
It'd be Tubi bad.
No, just be Tubi... Hero. I don't know.
Well, I'll say this, Marty. If Batch was here, we are a superhero group because we are the Tubi Hood of Justice.
Yes, we are.
Obviously not shot in front of a green screen.
No, never.
This is them actually out in the field, driving a real car.
And that's just blabbling on.
Yeah, now he's her therapist all of a sudden.
Yes. Isn't that what Uber drivers are for? To be a therapist?
Exactly. I need a kebab! Drop... Can we do a drive-thru at McDonald's?
Oh, man.
Oh, geez. Did he just say Uber-rific?
Yep. He did. Yep.
Uber-tastic. Uber Nation. Kill me.
He's taking his feeling of being Uber man now way too serious.
He's turning into Arnold Schwarzenegger in Batman and Robin.
No! It is Uber-rific.
No.
No. It's Uber-tastic.
No.
This supervillain speech has been going on for about 2 hours now.
Lost Steve again.
Nope.
Okay, for those listening, we will be back. All right, just timestamping it at 1 hour, 5 minutes, 33 seconds. Just had a few little bumps in the road for those listening, but we're all good. You won't be able to tell there's much going on, so it's all fine. The magic of editing. What the hell?
She just changed her molecular structure, and now she's basically invincible. She just stabbed herself with a knife, literally shattered.
So she just had, all the powers and just decided to do something about it now.
Exactly.
Okay, then.
Well, I get the feeling this is out of jealousy because she didn't get picked to be a spokesperson for the energy drink.
Well, she didn't call them.
That is true.
She didn't make the offer. I'm just waiting for her to show up with a peanut biscuit.
Oh, so he's been a he's been a psychic before, this Uber driver.
So he knows.
Yeah.
That tracks too, actually. That's probably God, no, don't wink.
She's so horrified.
That was the most awkward wink I've ever seen. It was almost in slow motion, that wink.
I can't unsee it now. Ugh, that's your favorite nerd.
That fucking nerd. Hey, that's his acting style. It's hey, what's going on now?
Yeah, how did he get past the audition process? If they even had one.
His dad's probably the producer.
Oh, yeah.
Can you put my very untalented son in your movie?
Yeah. I feel bad for making fun of him, but he's,
Well, it's not our fault he's a bad actor.
Or just however he's playing this role that's very weird. I don't get it.
Yeah, I question the choice.
Do not enter.
Oh, she wasn't going to change in her costume.
You know, if you don't want people to enter, you might do well to make it a wall instead of a door.
Or just have it be locked.
I'm just saying. If it's a door, I think that, you're going to want to go through it.
Bernice?
I don't know how they're going to defeat her, because she's the one with all the friggin' superpowers, and they've got, nothing.
Yeah, they got
peanut butter.
Peanuts.
Don't worry about it.
They got the peanuts. They got to use their peanut butter solution to defeat her.
Yeah, it's in a jar. Connie's bringing it over.
Ow.
I still stand by. Connie is the best character.
End of an episode.
Oh.
And now it's become sore.
Yeah. Straight loser.
Oh my god. What?
Wow. What is that?
You literally just have phone cords wrapped around your forearms.
It is just phone cords, seriously. What is this?
You're not even tied in. You're just fucking holding on to it. Let go. Mm-hmm. Your phone cords will drop. You're out.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're just holding on to those phone cords. They're not, being held up against it. They're, holding it onto it. Just let go, and the thing will unravel itself.
Pretty much. I have no idea what they're doing.
Well, they aren't the smartest superheroes.
No.
Hmm. Now she's been going on with her supervillain speech for about 20 hours now.
I know, she's talking about fucking Reddit right now.
That's their thing, B. That's what they do. They've got a vestibule. They've got to explain everything.
Exactly. Now here's the... Now, here's a step-by-step on how I became a supervillain over the past 20 years. First of all, I was born in 1989, and then when my parents gave me this name of Bernice, I thought I'm going to become a villain because who the fuck calls their child Bernice?
She's got to remind them of her allergy. Mm. Oh, she skips away.
Well, let's hope she doesn't have an EpiPen. I might derail this whole thing.
I'm so sorry. I've been a very selfish bitch. And having the spotlight all on me. Because I'm the hot one.
It's not her fault.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she fell asleep during her speech. Apology.
Oh, Jesus. The hell.
Oh, she just said, to be fair.
To be fair?
To be fair. Oh, yeah, Marcy, there's still about 40 minutes left of this movie, as Batch would say.
We're only halfway through.
We're halfway through this movie.
No.
It's that sleepwalking actor again.
It's that nerd you hate.
That fucking nerd. Don't mind me, I'm just getting applesauce. Hey, what's going on?
What do you got there, Frank?
I sound like Nicolas Cage right now. Mm. Can I eat all these peaches? I'm here because I need peaches, because I can eat a peach for hours. He's so unenthusiastic. I don't know if that's the actor or the performance or the character. Or is it all of it combined? Here, have a peach.
Wow.
Now, if it was said that, like, he was hypnotized, I would get that in his performance.
Yeah, but what the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
I really don't know.
Oh, better soup. Gotta heat up that soup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with the suiting up montage. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes.
All right.
Ah, it's literally suiting up, souping up. Montage.
Bit of product placement for the soup.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like how Popeye would have the spinach to give him his power. They have to have the soup.
Yeah, because like in real life, he couldn't just jam the whole contents in his mouth and then power. He'd have to like sit there, cook it, and just like eat it slowly.
Exactly. They just didn't really show you all of that.
Holy shit, we got our own vehicle.
Do they have a... They have a
ad again.
Oh, ad before we get to see the Dinomobile thing.
1 hour, 12 minutes, and 48 seconds for our
listeners. Just call me Hello Freshman.
Hello
Freshman. Oh, wait, no, it's that.
There are 9 minutes left in this movie, and they're going to stretch them out.
Yep. I was legit watching a movie on TV the other day, and they literally put the ad as the end credits just were rolling.
Oh, wow. Oh, Telfast. That's a new ad.
Have a non-drowsy effect while watching a movie on Tubi.
Yeah. When you want the opposite to happen. Okay, and we are back. 1 hour, 12 minutes, 49 seconds. Let's go.
This feels like a TV show that would have made in the late... That would have been on TV in the late 2000s. That's what this movie reminds me of.
Mm.
Except it came out 5 years ago, it said.
Yeah.
The Electromobile! And it's just a regular car.
It's a bit nicer than a regular
car. Yeah, it's got doors that open like this.
Yeah. That's how you know you're a rich cunt.
Exactly.
I mean, to be fair.
To be fair?
If I were a superhero and I had money, I'd go around in style. Like, without a doubt.
Oh!
Oh, yeah!
It's a giant laser beam?
Hell
yeah. That's where most of the budget for this movie went to. Was that special effect? Oh! No! They destroyed, she just destroyed the car.
And it only had one day left to retirement.
Indeed. I love that car.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, I'm starting to hate him too.
Yeah, I really don't like him. I just
don't see the point of him.
I really feel like he would have fucked that car.
Probably did.
He would have been in the film Crash that you really wanted to see, Bede.
Yes. He would have fucked the car.
Mm. His dick would have been in that exhaust. Anyway. Where's the peanut butter? Where's the peanuts?
Where is it? Here comes the peanut butter solution, man.
Okay. But you know she can just, like...
Yeah. Oh! Oh, she didn't even move. She's taking it.
Standing there taking it?
Yeah, this seems weird.
That seems out of character.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling this is probably setting up for something. She's just taking it, and then all of a sudden, bam! Well, we've already established her skin, like, is hard as a rock. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's like, all right, go ahead, punch the shit out of me. It's not going to do anything to me.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's peanuts!
Peanuts! Peanuts right there.
Yep. Big lot of peanuts!
Here, have a peanut.
I was just thinking, I bet that fruit stand has peanuts.
She sees it.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Go get her, peanut girl. Wait, that makes no sense. Just like shove it in her mouth.
What are you going to do? Is she going to throw it from there?
The world's going to see how you two fail. I don't think the world really cares about these two superheroes. We got better superheroes than these two.
Yeah, like the eye patch man.
Exactly. Oh no, you know my...
Oh, mouth open!
My weakness!
Boom! Chekhov's peanut.
If she doesn't blow up into a balloon, I'm going to be very upset. Oh, she's got an EpiPen!
No!
She
does.
Oh, wait. She's got titanium skin and steel. It can't go through her.
She's a bit stupid then, isn't she?
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Oh no, I've got baby hands now. Whoa.
Ew, that doesn't look healthy.
Then she's just got to float.
How far is this going to go? Because she can explode. The skin is impenetrable.
But she might.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, her skin is impenetrable. It doesn't mean her insides are.
Oh, no. But, I mean, she can only...
Wait, she blew up.
There you go. The whole theory's flawed.
Yep.
Blood and guts everywhere, except on them, because they're
unless
the
it sprayed out of her mouth, then her body was intact. Like her skin. Exactly. I don't know. But guys, never become a superhero villain if you have a peanut allergy.
Oh, thank goodness. The blood did get on us.
Oh no, she fully exploded. Okay. No worries.
They committed murder.
That was a bit more graphic than expected or needed.
Great work.
That's everyone who watched this movie who saw the original 70s TV show. This movie was way more graphic than it needed to be.
I can vouch for that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That weapon is making a comeback.
Hope she doesn't use it anywhere else.
The police are coming to arrest them for murder.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't they?
I mean, I suppose they could get away with it if they've, you know, since that person... I mean, Bernice was the villain.
Yeah, what about Dan?
Are we just going to keep talking? Are they going to cut?
No, they were just saying this would make a nice or walk away for the end of a story.
now they're making fun of Canada. Because this movie was shot in Canada.
Yeah, this is a Canadian venture. Eh?
So now they just put in that sort of joke. And coming up next on Tubi is Max Reloaded and the Never Blasters,
which we're not watching right now.
Definitely not. But that's what's coming up after this movie, according to the credit.
And we'll stop that right there.
Yes.
And that's a wrap. That's a movie. That was
That was hurtful. That was hurtful to my childhood. That was.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Electra Woman and Dino Girl.
Yes, not the worst movie we've done for Tubi, but not the best.
Indeed. I'm going to go find the DVD of the original series.
Yes. Got to do it.
You've got to watch it and be like, I think I might go back to the movie now.
No. Never, never.
No, it looks amazing. I need to watch it now.
Indeed.
Well,
indeed.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And you will absolutely adore it. And it's not even like nostalgia for you.
Mm.
You know, like it would be, like it is for me. It's just, you'll look at it and you'll get it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I will. But thank you for being our guest and picking this week's film.
Well, thank you for having me and thank you for indulging me.
That was an interesting film. very much in the vein of what we do at Tubi Tuesdays. It's a very Tubi Tuesdays film. But I don't know. I might rewatch it one day. I don't know.
I think I'm done with it. I'm washing my hands.
Mm. Yeah. I think I just want to see the original now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yes, that's a wrap on this week's episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Hopefully our next episode, Batch, will no longer be kidnapped. We're going to work on some of the details with that. As usual, you can find us at supermarcy.com. For everything we do here at the Super Network, and of course, check out Pop 4D and see all the cool stuff that they do. And pretty much, you can look up the Super Network on any on the socials. You'll find us. You can follow us, all the usual, and of course, you can get early access, ad-free shows, awesome extras on patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And you can follow me on my Twitter account at twitter.com/supermarcy. And if you want to keep up on Letterboxd, I think I'm super_Marcy. Bede, where can people find you?
If people want to find me, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJermine or my personal writer's page at Facebook on at facebook.com/TerribleAussie or my Letterboxd profile at letterboxd.com/BeigeMine. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
Sure. And Steve, what do you have in terms of promotion, self-promotion? Where can people check your stuff out?
Find us at theknacktheatre.com. Yes. And also on Facebook, The Knack Theatre. We're doing a bunch of weird things. A bunch of sort of punk rock ideas for the theater. Check us out, theknacktheatre.com or The Knack Theatre on Facebook.
Excellent. And that's a wrap. So until next time, fucking have superpowers if you want to be a superhero, because that was a bit shit. That's all I got. Bye, everybody. Until next time.
See everybody. Bye.
From Los Angeles, it's Electra Woman.
And Dino Girl. I'm here too.
You're Electra Woman's sidekick, Dino Girl, right?
I'm not her sidekick.
If you're not willing to follow my lead, then spin off. I need to get to the CMM offices off of Wilshire, and I need to get there as fast as possible.
I'm not an Uber driver. Get out of my car.
Oh my God! How many black Priuses are there in this city?
Get us out of here so we can suit up.
Oh, right here.
I said suit up, not soup up.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.